Well, hello there, and welcome to your first exploration. And so we are going to go ahead and dive on in. And everything that I'm sharing with you, you'll see that you have your explorations guide PDF version. It's printable that you can follow along with. And of course, you can just use your own piece of paper or your journal, but I did want to give you the ability to print this out and have this walk you through. But so anyways, this video is going to walk you through this exploration process step by step. So how it's going to work is you're going to continue watching this video just like you are right now. And then I'm going to give you an exploration and you're going to stop the video when I tell you to and complete that exploration. And then you'll start the video again when you're done with it and go on to the next one. And you're just going to keep on going till you reach the end, okay? So part one is we want to just get this clear vision of where you are headed and who you want to become. So the first part I want to invite you to connect back to is that line in the sand that we've been talking a lot about, okay? The one where you decided that you were no longer going to live with your current way of being and you were ready and determined and committed to stepping into this new way of being and the new identity that would make that possible, okay? So when I'm talking about your forever self, okay, what I mean is this version of you that you are becoming, and it's lifelong mastery. So yeah, we're creating the 2.0 version of you, but eventually it's going to become the 3.0 version of you and the 4.0 version of you. But the part of you that you want to keep keeping and that you want to be forever, okay? So the first part of the exploration is I want you to start thinking about what are the traits of your forever self, okay? So think about the version of you that no longer identifies as someone that doesn't take care of herself or that no longer identifies as someone that overeats, whether that's mindless eating, binge eating, stress eating, emotional eating, whatever, that no longer shrinks herself or puts herself last, or the version of you that keeps waiting for something to change on its own. I want you to start thinking about the version of you that's free and happy and at peace. Think about your forever self that you are becoming. So the version of you where you're free from food and dieting and yo-yoing, but it's so much more than that, that you're owning your power and your ability and your impact, where you no longer feel invisible, where you no longer feel like you're hiding from your life, where you actually feel like you're leading your life. And when you're confident, you're having fun, you're no longer shy or embarrassed of your body, where you feel outward and powerful. So I want you to really dig deep and connect to her and get inside her head, get inside her body, okay? And then you're going to go through the exploration. What is her physiology? So how does she look, move, and feel? What is she feeding her body, right? What is her psychology? What is she thinking? What is she saying? Okay. What is she focusing on? So as the Buddhists would say, is it skillful or is it unskillful, right? That goes along with the next one of what is she envisioning and imagining? So are you feeding the dark or are you feeding the light? Okay. And again, some of these might overlap, but that's totally cool. Just do a stream of consciousness, just empty out your brain and see what comes, okay? And then, of course, what kinds of questions is she asking? Because I promise you, the forever version of yourself, she's going to be asking herself questions rather than telling herself who she is or what she thinks she knows. She's always going to be asking herself things like, what do I want? What do I need right now? How do I want to feel? So what kinds of questions is your forever self asking? Okay. So again, what is your forever self doing, thinking, saying? How is she eating, walking, moving? How is she taking care of her mind, her heart, her emotions? Is she asking herself really good questions, or is she telling herself who she thinks she is or telling herself old stories? Okay. So another way to think about this, Maxwell Maltz, who's one of my favorite self-image scientists, he talks about you have this thing called an automatic success mechanism or an automatic failure mechanism. And right now, most women are walking around with an automatic failure mechanism, and that's the identity, that there's the physiology, the psychology, the focus, the imagination, and the questions of the automatic failure mechanism, right? But now I want you to think about if you were to create an automatic success mechanism, right? If you are currently programmed for failure, what would the program for success be? What is your success physiology? What is your success psychology? What is your success focus and imagination and questions? Okay. Again, the truth shall set you free. Okay. So here's what I want you to do is I want you to grab the exploration sheet right now and go identify your forever self. Think about her traits, her physiology, her psychology. What is she focusing? What is she envisioning and imagining? And what kinds of questions is she asking? Okay. And then go ahead and stop the video and do this exploration right now, and then come back and press play when you are ready. Awesome. Great job. Glad you're back. And do not worry about perfectionism. We are just looking for a place to start. Okay. So this next part, it's actually the last part of this forever self that I was talking about. Okay. What is the version of yourself that you are no longer willing to accept in your life? What is this line in the sand that you are drawing today and moving forward? Really think and connect to that. What are you no longer willing to accept into your life? For me, it got to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm no longer willing to accept using food as a drug. It is no longer the drug for me. And I am no longer willing to accept a version of myself where I don't take care of myself, where I put like my weight loss or the size jeans I fit into above my self-care. Okay, so those are just some examples. And to some people, those might be trivial examples. For you, it might be like, I no longer accept this unhappiness in my life where I'm creating it and feeding it. I no longer wish to create and feed the failure and the unhappiness. Okay. It might be even bigger than that for you. Dig deep and identify what is the version of yourself that when we spoke on the phone, you were like, Leanne, I don't want to be her anymore. And we want to love on her and look back on her with kindness because she kept you safe and she kept you where you are, right? There's nothing wrong with it, but it's no longer serving you. So what's the version of yourself that you're no longer willing to accept in your life? And what's the line that you're drawing in the sand today and moving forward? Okay. And then keeping on with this, what's the version of yourself that you know you are deep down inside, but you haven't seen in a while? Okay, that might go back to the part you did before about your forever self. It might just be a reiteration for it. For this, I want you to just kind of get a basic idea and identify that on paper. And then last but not least for this section, what's different about this time and this experience? Okay. And here's the thing. It might just be your intention, because I'll tell you this, you wouldn't be here if this time wasn't different. This is a big investment of your time, your energy, and your money. And this time is different, and you know it is, but I want you to put in words, what's different about this time? How are you different? How are you looking at things different? And how are you going to make damn sure that this time is different? Okay. Again, the truth shall set you free. So go ahead and take a few moments and explore the version of yourself that you're no longer willing to accept and the line in the sand you're drawing today and moving forward. The version of yourself that you haven't seen in a while, but you know she's in there and you want to connect to her. And then what is different about this time? This is the most time intensive part of this exploration. It gets a little bit less deep moving on, but I want you to really take your time with this. Don't skimp and find out what your answers are. So go ahead and stop the video, do this exploration, and then come on back and press play when you are done. Awesome. We are going to get into the next part, which is the auditing process. It's really hard to go ahead and move in a certain direction when we don't know where we are starting from. So if I wanted to buy a ticket to Colorado, I need to tell Google that I'm starting in Florida. If I just put in Colorado, Google or the airline won't know where I'm starting from, and it doesn't have enough information. So we have to identify where you are right now. So you're going to go ahead and see a list of life areas that are written out for you: health, appearance, personal development, career, family, romance, social relationship, work relationships, joy, and fun and adventure. Okay. I want you to simply identify where you are right now. So on a scale of 1 to 10, okay, where are you right now? And you're going to be grading yourself 1 through 10 on all life areas. So 1 being if things are awful and you feel like crap, and 10 being if things were amazing or are amazing. I want you to just give yourself a grade real quickly, just the first number that comes to mind, 1 through 10. Then I want you to simply give yourself a brief explanation of why you graded yourself that way. So next to each one, I want you to give a brief explanation of why you graded yourself that way. Why are you an 8 and not a 4? Or why are you a 4 and not an 8? Why did you give yourself that grade? It's so important to know why, okay? So again, stop the video, do this exploration now, and then come on back and press play when you are ready. All right, part 3, we are continuing with this auditing process, okay? So same categories, okay? This time around, I want you to identify where do you want to be in this area of your life? Okay, so what would that look like for you if you were a 10? What would a 10 entail? So if you gave yourself a 4, you obviously have an idea of what a 4 is for you. What would a 10 look like? And I'm not telling you what we're going to get to a 10 right this second. I just want you to identify what would freedom and ultimate peace and happiness in each of these areas look like. What is a 10 for you and why would it be a 10? Okay. So again, I want you to stop the video, identify what a 10 would look like for you, what would be ideal, and then go ahead and fill that in your sheets. Go ahead and stop the video, do this work now, and then come on back for part 4 where we are going to just bring it all together. Awesome. So we're back for this final part of this exploration where we're going to talk about working in minimums, not maximums, because most women and I mean, most people in general, oftentimes we take that 0 to 60 approach. We want to go hard or go home, so to speak. And that is a lot of threat and stress to our brains. Our brains don't work that way. We need to give our brains minimums, not maximums, if we want to create permanent and sustainable change. Okay. So for this next part, I want you to simply refer back to your other answers that you went through. So you graded yourself and then you identified what would a 10 be and what would that look like for you. And then I want you to think about, instead of going from a 4 to a 10, what's a +1 that you could do right now? So if you were a 4 in a certain category, what would get you to a 5? What would a +1 look like in each area of your life that you audited? So again, think in minimums, not in maximums. What's a +1 for each answer, for each category? Okay. So that's what I want you to do. When we're done, we're going to just stop the video. This is actually the last exploration. So go ahead and do that exploration. Okay. And then that is the final part of this. Okay. But I want to just remind you before you press pause and go do that final exploration, don't aim for perfectionism. Okay. Just do your best. If you get stuck, don't worry about it. Just do the initial layer of exploration work and bring your sticking points to the weekly calls. Okay. That's what I'm there for you. And I promise I can help you break through, but I can't help you if we don't have anywhere to start from. So just do your best. And I promise you, you can figure it out. Okay, so that's it. Great job. Go ahead and do this final exploration and you are done with this week's explorations. And I hope you gain a lot of new insights and I can't wait to hear what you discover. See you soon.